This is Twit.
Tim Cook today starts his 10th year as CEO. Can you believe that?
I know.
Amazing.
Did he get his like acrylic plaque like the others get? I hope so.
Signed by himself?
9 years ago Monday, Steve Jobs, August 24th, 2011, Steve Jobs stepped down as Apple CEO for the last time. Remember, he became so ill that he let Tim Cook take over briefly, then came back. Yeah. And then as he was sadly on death's door 6 weeks before his passing, he said, "All right, Tim, you're in charge." Hard to believe that Steve passed away 10 years ago, a little more than 10 years ago. It's just very, very sad. And you know what? Good job, Steve, on picking your successor. I remember 12 years ago when Steve was sick, we said, "Oh, you know, the CEO succession process is not ongoing at Apple. Steve just doesn't want to let go of the reins. He really needs to do a better job." Little did we know he was top of this.
This was like everybody knows that the fourth empty plinth in Trafalgar Square is reserved for a beautiful bronze memorial of Queen Elizabeth. There is always going to be denial because it is not in good taste to speak of a 90-someone-year-old woman's imminent death. And so this is what was going on. It's just a sign of how well Apple runs its company internally, that it's just such a tight team that you never really it really is about growing your own talent inside, as opposed to, oh, here is this person that did a great job at this other company. Let's hire them for their expertise. It seems as though when they do that, it's a 2-year or 3-year hire before they move on to other things.
I never knew about the fourth empty plinth.
Yeah, it's really great because occasionally apparently it was for 100 years ago or something. It was for a statue that never got completed, and then it was just like no one bothered to do anything with it. And occasionally they do things like a few years ago they did a thing where they'd have, well, let's do regular like art installations there. There was a period in which they just said, well, everybody gets if you apply, we'll do like an entire summer where anybody who wants to can get 5 minutes to do whatever they want up there, whether it's an art piece or a speech. And now it's pretty much understood that
we
it's,
know
at
what
some
it's
point
for.
There was the and absolutely correct. It's like
she's the longest reigning monarch in British history.
Canadian.
Yeah. Generations of people who have never ever heard "God Save the King." Think about that.
And honestly, while this is an interesting way to use the fourth empty plinth, can you show this? I don't think it's the. Yep. It's exactly the long-term intent. It was going to this was one of those temporary ones. I know. It was intended for an equestrian statue of William the IV, but they ran out of funds.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's now empty, and this is another interesting idea, one of the other temporary ideas. You know, it just really reinforces how
the Unreal Engine. Yeah, I could put us on there.
yeah, we can be on there. This is really interesting. These are the various fourth plinth projects.
One of the figures I saw today was that Apple's market valuation went up as much in the last month as it did in all the time before Tim Cook became CEO.
Yeah. $2.1 trillion now. If you had Apple stock, congratulations.
It's funny money though, but it's like a YouTube subscription account. It's
it
a total vanity
funny.
Metric, and it means
it
about
ain't
as
that
much.
Funny if you cash it in.
Exactly.
Well, it's not real.
Well, because you think about all of the industries that are absolutely getting it right in the neck. Like live entertainment, theaters. There are a lot of. But one of the long term effects of 2020 is going to be that all the independent venues that to this date have evaded being bought out by these national conglomerates that turn it into an exclusive venue for Ticketmaster or an exclusive venue for our roster of events and our roster of talent, they're going to be in financial distress. They're going to be bought up. And meanwhile, unfortunately, in a year in which we are actively asking questions about how much power huge tech companies have, this is an environment in which the services that technology provides, it's a boom year. So they're essentially becoming more and more wealthy and more powerful in a time when other industries are getting less powerful and less wealthy. So it's a bummer. It's a problem.
It's actually interesting because if you look at the tech sector, that's why the stock market is hot right now. If you take it out, it's not such a hot stock market. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, and Google, those five are pretty much all of the gains in the S&P 500 over the last 6 months. Jean-Louis Gasset.
TikTok user minutes.
I mean. Yeah. Jean-Louis Gasset had a very funny piece in his Monday note. Apple's best times are behind it. For real this time. But in fact, he's pointing out that many, including myself, I remember, and my dad will never let me forget, the Thanksgiving 10 years ago when I said, Steve's gone. It's time to sell your Apple stock. Sorry, Dad. That was when it was down here at the bottom of that big growth curve you see here. The good news is my father has never listened to me for financial advice. So he kept that stock, and he reminds me every Thanksgiving.